The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottillo along with Cullen Steele. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, Miss Kelsey Nicole Nelson. She covers the Ravens and also the Commanders. She's recently the Sports Media Person of the Year in the D.C. area. And you can hear Kelsey on Listen In with KNN. Kelsey, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be back with you all.
Kelsey, right off the bat, I'll ask you, before we get into Jaden Daniels' talk, you would figure Marshawn Lattimore has not played one game since the Saints traded him to the Commanders. I think just started practicing a little over a week ago. He's a full participant in practice this week. You would figure as Marshawn is going to come back to the Dome and get to play against the Saints in his first game since being traded.
Oh, it's only right, Mike, right, that this is when he begins to get healthy. It's the perfect storyline, you know, heading into this game. And honestly, it's one everyone in Washington is talking about. You know, we've had a lot of conversation about Washington's secondary as we're talking about potentially this being a wild card team, Mike, you know, and a team that could potentially, right, look to the postseason. And so I think with him being able to enter, like you said, a full participant in practice, and remember the Commanders recently releasing their 2023 first rounder, Emmanuel Forbes, who honestly was a very controversial figure here in Washington. Some fans loved him, some fans not so much. I think Dan Quinn and coaching staff just feeling like they haven't seen enough. I think a lot of eyes are on this quarterback's crew. So I know there's probably in New Orleans, y'all probably feel some type of way, but you know, I think him being able to be added to the squad is great because honestly, there are some big key injuries for Washington that they'll have to fill in for. So I absolutely love this going into it and I truly hope that he's able to play in this game.
Kelsey, if he's well, he's hell on the field because he's the best cornerback in the history of the Saints. And I'm not kidding you. He is the very best they've ever had. Now, he's the last couple years, he's had a lot of injuries here and there. But when he's focused and he's healthy, there's not a lot of them that you could call the roll before you call his name. He is a really good football player. Kelsey, in – covering the Commanders, what's the biggest surprise for you this season with the Washington team? We'll get into Jaden a little bit later, but other than Jaden, what is the biggest surprise on this football team?
Yeah, I love you clarified that because, right, you know, I've been telling everybody about Jaden, and I can't wait to talk about him. But honestly, I think the start that they got off to, you know, no one thought that this team would start 7-2. And honestly, being one of the hottest teams in the National Football League when the season first started, especially on offensive sides, Mike, at one time they were third in scoring, total yards, rushing yards, fifth in carries. Like, who had the Commanders being able to do that? So I think the Commanders being able, again, to get up to a hot, strong start honestly really put the NFL on notice. It got fans back believing. The stadium is back full again now at Northwest Stadium. And again, fans are truly believing. I haven't seen this much Commanders gear being worn, Mike, in a long while since his team changed name. But again, this is a team that truly Washingtonians, folks that moved here, like everyone's truly proud of this team. So I think the fast start that they got off to, but especially that it was because of their offense. Because remember, prior to Jaden Daniels, a lot of the talk about the Commanders was their defense, right? And what they were able to do on defense, because there were so many questions on offense. I think that's been something that really has fans here feeling like they're really starting to believe that this team has a heartbeat and an identity on both sides of the football.
Okay, we'll get to Jaden, and I told you this when they selected him. You're going to like this guy. I mean, he sort of tilts the field as a player, and he's so humble. If you met him on the street and didn't know him, you would think he's a regular guy. And just to talk to him, the way he handles success, Kelsey, and a lot of times people don't handle success well. He does. And he puts in so much work. And I remember Coach Kelly telling me, you know, one time he pulls up to the LSU facilities at 5 o'clock in the morning. Jaden's already there. He's already been watching film or working out. The impact, you just brought it up about, kind of he's the jumper cables on the battery for that Commander football team and the area. But that to me is unreal, because sort of growing up, the Redskins, they were really good. Joe Gibbs, you know, to win three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks, unbelievable. But Jaden has given that team some oomph that they didn't have.
You are exactly right. And we're seeing more and more alumni work their way back to Washington. To not just see this team on paper, they want to see it in person, Mike. And again, this is what he's kind of helped to install. And just going to back to Jaden off the football field, you know, again, something that Commanders fans are really talking about during this holiday season. They shouted him out for hosting his first toy drive back home in California. Again, it's just the good of his heart. He also was recently part of visiting Children's National Hospital here in Washington, D.C. So really trying to learn the community. At a recent Wizards game, I mean, a standing applause for Jaden. Honestly, it was the loudest fans back, because you guys know the Wizards record. So Wizards fans have to have something to be excited about. And it was Jaden Daniels being in the arena that got folks really excited. But then, like you said, I think why people like Jaden is because he gets done what needs to get done. And even on the football field, you know, his leadership, I think, you know, in the last game, the blowout win against the Titans, you know, whatever he had to do, the short yards, the chucking the football, like he just helped this team propel. And I think the biggest thing, too, this team has went through adversity, Mike. Let's be real, right? Losing three of their last four games, people starting to be like, oh, was this just a moment and not a movement for the Commanders in the right direction? And we're starting to see him, again, get this team back on track, not unwavering faith. And even just how he responds to the media, to be honest with you, you know, even during that losing period, it's always respectful, it's always on a high, always optimistic about where this team could go. But you are absolutely right. Me and you talked about Jaden. And again, to all those fans, Mike, who kept trying to convince me that Drake May was the right guy, I'm looking at them side-eye, Mike, as I tried to tell them Jaden Daniels was the only answer for Washington.
Yeah, and just his personality. And I thought the coolest thing, he throws up the Hail Mary against Chicago. Mm. And it connects. And he just turns around, no celebration, and he's walking away. And then his teammates jumping all over him. It was like, okay, I did this before. I've been there, done this. That was, to me, the coolest moment, because if you wheel back that tape, he just turned around after he saw the catch and saw everybody go crazy. He just turns around, just starts walking. And I'm like, how many guys would do that? And then the teammates mobbed him after that. So, but that's a signature moment. That's when you know, hey, I think we got the right guy here, if that kind of luck can happen to us.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, when everybody had given up hope in that stadium, right? I mean, like you said, he doesn't. And he's almost like Jaden Cool, right? Like you said, he walks off the field. Everybody's celebrating. You know, we're going, fans are going crazy over Noah Brown, who, of course, lots of fans are very sad about him being injured and not being able to play in this game and maybe being out for the season. But going back to Jaden Daniels, I think that's what it is, his leadership. And again, just how he also lets the guys have their moment, right? He doesn't try to make it about him. And I'll tell you another reason why people like Jaden here, they love his mom, too. His mom is beloved here. I don't know if you guys know this about Washington, but all the star players here, they're close with their moms. Like when John Wall was here, him and his mom were a common occurrence when he was playing with the Washington Wizards, and now Jaden and his mom. And so, you know, she gets lots of love at the games. We love mama's boys here in D.C., Mike. It's just a thing here. But again, also, I think just that closeness. and him just being focused. Like, Jaden is a guy you don't hear crazy things, you know, off on the sidelines. You know, for those that experience DC nightlife, he is not one that you see out and about, right? Again, just focused on football. I think that's what fans really want. They want the team, like, putting their all in, putting 150% in. And again, I think that's why this team is now starting to get respected after, for a while, honestly being like the laughing stock of the league with all that was going on. So I think Jaden Daniels has honestly helped to restore balance here in Washington, at least in terms of sports, right? Politics is still a crazy thing in DC, but at least in terms of sports, it feels more balanced with Jaden Daniels at the helm.
Well, you got rid of the nutty owner, and that was a big part of why things, I think, started to change. I'll tell you this story. Pete Jenkins, he was defensive line coach at LSU a year ago, and Jaden put on a performance against Florida in Tiger Stadium. Listen, I'm in my 60s. I've never seen a guy that good in one game. He was unbelievable against the Gators that night. So, and they were trading touchdown for touchdown. And so he just runs 70 yards for a touchdown. He comes off the field, and Pete Jenkins, all of 82 years old back then, he runs on the field and he hugs him and he said, "Jaden, I love you. I love you. But you scored too damn fast. Now I got to put my defense back out on the field." He told him, he said, "Coach Pete, don't worry about it. If they score, I'm going to score." It was like, he said, "Mike, I've never had a guy tell me that. You know, just as calm as could be. Hey, they score, I'll get you another touchdown, coach. Don't worry about it." But that's Jaden, all in a nutshell. You brought up about Noah Brown. Looks as though he may miss the entire season. So Luke McCaffrey comes in. He's going to be the guy. Now, Terry McLaurin, he's had a fantastic year for the Commanders. But Luke comes in, man, I scouted his dad coming out of college, and certainly his brother Christian. Give us a little bit about Luke. He's a former high school quarterback, started at Nebraska, and then transfers to Rice, where he becomes a receiver. Really good athlete and a big target receiver.
Yeah, so again, a lot of fans sad about Noah Brown being out, because I don't think folks realize how much he was able to contribute to this offense. And I know there has been some folks who talk about a couple of significant drops, but all in all, this was someone who made that offense move, someone who was able to connect with Jaden Daniels. And so as the Commanders, again, look to this last stretch of the season, and a season, honestly, where they're playing defenses where they can open their pass games, Mike, this is big for Washington, again, to get other guys involved, because we know folks are going to guard Scary Terry because he is that good. And again, making sure that the league knows he's that good, coming off a terrific game against the Titans. But as you talked about, so everyone's looking at Deami Brown and Luke McCaffrey now to really have to be able to increase their production. I think, of course, we see Deami Brown have a little bit more success than Luke McCaffrey thus far this season, because anytime you say the last word Brown, everyone knew you were talking about Noah again, because in terms of production, Noah Brown was that guy. But, you know, I think for Luke, there was big hopes and expectation when he came here to Washington. And remember, the key was getting pieces around Jaden Daniels. There is belief and him, and, you know, there's been a next man up mentality here in Washington. And, you know, Deami Brown said it best this week at practice. He said the opportunity has presented itself. It's time to take advantage. And so I think that's what they're looking for. You know, I think you know Terry can open the deep ball. I think look for them to use Luke in unique ways. But this is, I think, a big moment for him, as the Commanders are, again, trying to find out who can be that guy. So I'm excited for him, Mike. I just hope he steps up to the moment again. He's got big shoes to fill with Noah being out. I mean, Noah, again, really helped that offensive production, you know, at 28 years old, just get moving. He was such a huge pickup for Washington. And when you look at how many targets he had, 56 targets for Noah Brown and 11 games for Jaden Daniels, right? So, again, there was a connection being established. But I do think that we can step up to the call. And this is what fans have honestly been waiting for, like a little breakout from him.
Well, the one thing with Luke, I don't know how productive he'll be, but he can handle the NFL moment. I mean, you just look at that pedigree, and he's as cool as could be. You know, he went to the Senior Bowl, and, hey, I can handle this. It's no big deal. But, you know, when your dad played and your brothers played and, you know, your mom was a great athlete, your grandfather ran in the 1960 Olympics as a sprinter, you got some genetics there, K&N.
Yeah.
You got some big-time genetics rolling in him.
He comes from a good crop. And I think he you said it best. Like, no one's expecting Luke McCaffrey to be the top player of the game. No. And just, again, when it's needed, when Washington is potentially in that third down situation, you know, can he be the guy? This is a team, like, coming off of a bye week, right? A restful team. And again, I think it's just for him, Commanders truly are that team. Again, if they want to look at the postseason, they just need everyone to step up. So again, I think folks are excited. Like you said, that last name, McCaffrey, already makes people watch and tune in. And, you know, he's going to make his own legacy. I know he comes from a very storied family, but this is his chance, I think, to kind of begin it. You know, because again, we've only seen 16 catches from him this far, Mike, for 155 yards, you know, which is really small production when you think about the wide receiver core that we're seeing each week in and out of the National Football League. But again, this is when the team needs him the most. I know the Commanders also obviously looking to bring in some help. But I think the uniqueness of the Commanders, again, and they're looking at the Saints team, they are looking to pass, Mike, against the Saints. You know, I do think he will hopefully be able to be a good weapon.
Kelsey, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and efforts. And, you know, you'd say Jaden doesn't go out on the, you know, nightlife of D.C., no offense, but you were somewhere every night. You somewhere every night.
I'm in the streets with the good streets. Good events, Mike.
That's awesome. Thank you, Kelsey. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you. Have a great one. Bye. Alrighty.
Kelsey Nicole Nelson covers the Ravens, also the Commanders, and she's got the podcast Listen In with KNN. And she was voted the D.C. Sports Media Person of the Year. So, pretty good for Kelsey, doing well. She's a talented young lady, and she's going places in this world.